It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A man has confessed in court that false teeth turn him on.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin, before you do the news, I'm going to open up the text line right here. 509-441-0999. That is the Rungi Furniture studio line. You can text it right now. Just text in. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to qualify you for the CMA Music Fest flyaway. And we haven't done a text line qualifier for this one yet. So okay. We'll qualify somebody right now. So just let's just text CMA. And then you put your name on there so I make sure I have your name.
Oh, okay.
And then I will text back somebody who qualifies.
That is an interesting way to do it, Jay.
Thank you, Kevin.
I would have come up with something different.
Oh, like, okay.
Well, I thought you were going to ask me. Text us your weight or the last four of your social. Text us your
ACM.
Current checking.
Oh, no, that didn't work.
Checking account.
Uh-huh, like your balance.
Yeah. Like, we don't know who you are, so we're not going to access your account.
I just asked them to put their name on there, though, so we kind of do.
Well, that's fine. Okay, Bill, 3,468.
Yeah, they could always make up a number,
That's harmless, Bill.
Yeah. Well, if you want to put your, checking account balance?
Yes.
Okay, if you want to do that, you can do that, too. But I'm going to open up the text line for about 9 minutes here, and then we'll close her down, and we'll draw a qualifier, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now we have to do this. With over 600,000 votes by Americans who eat food, there's been an update to the best fast food restaurants in the U.S.
Okay.
Okay, and let's see. If I were to just ask you, this is a hard question. Like, what is your favorite fast food? What do you...
Jeez.
Do you have an answer?
Not really. I mean, is Panda fast food? Because that's probably what our go-to is. Does it count?
Yeah.
I would say so.
That would probably be mine then. Yeah.
Jay, I was in a Panda thing for the longest time.
Happens, Kevin.
And then what I said was, oh, man, when they open up that Panda on Division.
Oh, yeah.
That's close to me.
Right.
I'm going to go nonstop.
Every day.
I've never been there. I don't understand why. I've never been to that Panda. I haven't done Panda for quite a while, and that's stupid because I love it.
Well, it's very close to our house, so that's...
Yeah,
it makes it so easy, right? Yeah, very, very easy.
I don't know what my deal is. That's wrong. I need to get into Panda.
Well, it's just not easy for you, though. Maybe it's like not... You don't go that way, do you?
Yes. I go right... I mean...
You go right past it?
All the time.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so I need to be, I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Because when I've been hungry and I'm there, I had to check out the chicken place.
Okay.
The Houston Hot Chicken.
Because it's right nearby.
Yeah, and so I had to do that, and then I liked it, so I went back to it once. And then the next time I just went there because they have a drink that I think is the most delicious thing ever.
Okay, yeah, I can
and
see
so,
it.
So, yeah, it was...
You get stuck on things, and you're like, yeah, that's enough. I'll just go there then.
Panda, you know what? I'll be there today. Okay. Unless I go to one of these other ones. Panda, by the way, at number 15 in the U.S.
Long way down.
For fast food. Not bad, though. I mean, when they rank so many places. How many are on this list? 75.
Oh.
75?
So, I mean, they go down because...
Wow.
Whoever gets, I mean, KFC is at number 24. Starbucks is at 25.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's some big names. Jimmy John's is at 31.
Well, nice effort. Okay.
I mean, even Carl's Jr. is down here. Jack in the Box, the one that we love, Jay, but Steve had never heard of.
Right.
Is at 36.
Steve doesn't know.
I had heard of Jack in the Box.
You see, there's a lot of restaurants, and that's why it's tough. It's tough to be in the top 10.
Right.
Here are our top 10. And I hate number 10 just because...
hate's a bad word.
I get it.
Very strong.
But it doesn't always work for me. Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I don't think of Krispy Kreme as fast food, just like I don't think of Starbucks as fast food, but I mean, you can get food there, so okay.
Now... Number 9, I definitely think of this as...
Is Dunkin' in there, too?
Answer. Probably somewhere.
Okay, but just not in the top 10. My bad. Hold on. I don't mean to throw you off.
Don't spoil the list.
No.
Sorry. Number nine.
Stop
guessing. You guys ever heard of Dairy Queen?
Oh, DQ.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen is great because you go there for ice cream and then you see their food sometimes and you go, I don't know. I've never had their fries. I'm going to try them. And then you go, they're delicious.
Yeah.
They're delicious. I think that's how I first discovered them.
Mm-hmm.
Was you go there for ice cream. Number nine, excuse me, that's Dairy Queen's number nine. Number eight, this one is correct. It should be higher, though. Chipotle.
It's been a while. Chipotle,
just had it the other day.
I drive by one all the time.
I thought of you, Producer Steve, because I know you love it.
Yeah, let's go.
And I just said, you're right. It is the best. I feel like Chipotle is the food I could eat every day because...
Yeah.
It's just what I like. When I do a bowl, I don't do anything in it other than chicken, veggies, little cheese, salsa. I mean, come on.
It's healthy for you.
Number eight on the list, Chipotle. Number seven, McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought McDonald's would be in the top five for sure, but it's at number seven. Number six, Popeyes.
Oh, wow. How many of these places are not here?
We have all these.
Okay, good.
All right, right? Don't we have all? Yeah, we have all of these.
No, I just meant in the total list, like in the top 10. You can see the list.
So far, we have everything.
Everything so far, yeah.
Yeah, number five, we don't. In-N-Out Burger.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, they usually are in the top 10 somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Number four, Taco Bell.
Do we have any of those?
Just a few.
Yeah, a couple of those.
It's very good.
Number three, a strong showing. Wendy's.
Ooh. Wow.
Wendy's at number three. Okay. You know, and Wendy's, God bless them for still keeping, I don't know how long they can keep it going. The
Biggie bag?
The $4, you know, four for four, or the $5 Biggie bag. Like, it doesn't seem like they can keep that going.
God,
but they
I
are
say
so
forever.
Far.
God go forever,
bless
guys.
You, Wendy's.
Go forever, please.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
Number two, a place I've never eaten at in my entire life. Five Guys.
Okay.
Have you been to Five Guys, Jay?
I think I was there maybe one time, which is weird because there's one maybe 2 miles from my house.
Your life will change.
Really?
Your life will change.
But I don't want to share my meal with Five Guys.
I mean, you hear all the talk about Five Guys. I've never done it. Steve.
So good.
Should we leave work early today and go to Five Guys and have lunch? And like record it and say that it's for the show. I mean, that's work.
I mean, that's Jay's call, Kevin.
Oh, I'm not going.
Oh, well, then we can't go.
Why can we not go?
Oh, it's got to be the three.
Oh.
You can't not.
Well, no. Jay's always doing his own thing each day, and you and I are in there doing our thing. And our thing today is we have to go
to Five Guys.
Try the number two restaurant in America.
I feel like you owe it to yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as it gets your approval, if you're not coming, I mean.
No, I appreciate it. Today's just not going to work for me. Sorry, I'm a little busy today. Sorry, I got a thing.
That is going to be the answer forever. But
well, I don't know what you mean.
It's 29 years of trying to get that. So Five Guys number two. And then
Steve, you can get the little cheeseburger.
All right, now you're disinvited.
Fast food in America. Chick-fil-A.
Oh, whoa.
I can't even argue with it. It is delicious. I got to try the Five Guys.
You really do.
How have I never had the number two fast food in America?
It is kind of weird, especially when the fact that it's here. It'd be different if it was like,
we
don't
never have
one. So.
Yeah, but we do.
Yeah.
And you know what's great about Five Guys? Do you guys know what they do there?
No.
Serve food?
Well, yeah, delicious food.
Okay.
What do they do?
So you get a bag of fries, right?
Right.
And they put it in there. And then they just dump a whole nother thing of fries on top of that. So you just got like all these fries. Ooh. And they're...
Steve, so I do good. Like that when you eat your fries and then you realize, hey, there's still more in the bag.
So the bag has some fries and the little container has fries. I didn't know that.
Oh,
wow.
It's a whole thing. Okay. Unless they don't do that everywhere. I think they do that everywhere.
Well, you can find out today. I think there's only two locations, right? Isn't there one of... The North Side has one and the Valley has one?
It's South Hill.
Oh, South Hill has one. Wow.
That's the one I think I know.
Wow, okay.
Could be wrong. That may not be a Five Guys. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Calm. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
There's my bathroom on TV.
That's actually Oakland, California. It flooded.
Kevin James.
Oh, that's exactly what my bathroom looked like, minus the truck.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Hooray.
Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
This is hilarious. There was a 1996... This is just a quick little story. It's not the real story, so just hang in there. An ad from 1996. Where, can you imagine this? It was the Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association of America ad, where they were talking about paying for college and this type of stuff. And it said, imagine in 30 years, burgers could cost $16, a vacation $12,000, and a car $65,000. And of course, people laughed at them.
Right. They're like, there's no way.
So glad it came true.
Mm.
Now let's talk about something else coming true. Your wishes, Jay.
Oh.
Would you go on a search for a genie lamp? That's exactly what these people did.
Oh,
they
wow.
were treasure hunting for a genie lamp. It was part of a contest where participants pay a subscription to receive clues that lead to a hidden lamp.
That they thought contained a genie.
That well, no, it does. It if successful, if you find it, you can get $1 million in cash.
Oh, I see.
Or three wishes worth $1.2 million. Hmm. And this, it's a company that does these little promotions.
Wow, that sounds fun, actually.
So people go around and they look for it. There are other little prizes hidden along the way as well. But it's
a treasure hunt.
It's a tough one to solve.
Yeah.
This family solved it, though. Family, actually just a couple.
Okay.
3 months. 3 months it took them. Two trips to get it done, and they finally found the lamp.
So they won $1 million?
They found it buried in some Texas brush in the middle of a desert.
Wow.
Sounds fun.
It does sound like a great day.
But they found it, and they decided to go with the $1.2 million three wishes.
Okay.
Traditional genie style.
Okay, so what are the wishes? Do we know? Like they were already set up for them?
Here's what they... Now, by the way, they found this treasure driving around in a little Subaru with four dogs.
Oh, wow. That's sounds great. So wish number one, dog food for life.
Number one gift, Sprinter van.
They need more room.
That's big enough to fit their four dogs.
They got to have more room for the dogs.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Number two, they bought a motel.
Whoa.
That they want to renovate.
Okay.
So they bought the entire motel that they're going to renovate and run.
Huh.
And number three, a charitable donation.
Okay.
Good for them.
Wait, you don't approve of those three wishes?
No, I feel like you could have done better on your wishes, man. You had $1.2 million on wishes.
And what you ended up with is a broken down motel and a Sprinter van.
A Sprinter van to fit your four dogs.
Wait, here's the question, though. Do they get money to help renovate the motel or no?
I mean, I guess it would just depend on... I mean, again, the value can only be up to $1.2 million. What's the van? Probably 70?
Oh, maybe
80?
Yeah, maybe more than.
Let's just round
grand.
Up to 100, yeah. Okay? So you still have $1.1 million. How much is a hotel? Do you know what the current price of hotels are?
Motel, Jay.
Oh, a motel.
A motel they want to renovate. That there is a difference.
Yeah. Half a million?
Yeah, probably so.
They probably gave $100,000 to charity. Yeah, they got money.
They did with the charity. It was a good one because it was part of a charity in which he said helped him get back on his feet when he was homeless.
Well, there you go.
So there you have it.
I like that. And by the way, $100,000 to a charity is a lot, and you could still have a lot left. So I think they'll be fine. They can renovate a motel, live there.
I was like, I don't know. A broke down motel?
Also, how long do you get to make your wishes? Because that would be a lot of
stressful.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Very stressful. We'll ask Steve Hawk about it in about half an hour.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, so we just made fresh and then had cheese sticks and soup.
Kevin James.
It was quite the odd
cheese
combination.
Sticks and soup. Who are you?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Another great name for a morning show. Cheese sticks and soup.
Ooh. Nah.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
I like how you tried to convince yourself of it at first. You're like, ooh. Yeah. And then you're like, no.
Well, I was like, cheese stick is fun, but.
It's cheese stick and soup in the morning. Yeah. Maybe if it was a specific kind of soup.
Tomato?
Hearty vegetable.
Ooh, hearty
vegetable. I don't know. I would only settle for it if I could be chowder.
Yeah, chowder is different, yeah. Mike, how are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Do you consider chili a soup?
I think it's more of a stew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. Yeah, 1 point, Mike. All right, Mike, the category, what is it, donkey?
Yeah, donkeys.
Donkeys?
Donkeys?
Yeah.
Gosh. Donkeys is the category, Mike. This should be fun.
Yeah, today's like National Donkey Day or something. I don't know.
I bet. Let's go ahead and play the game. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
We'll go with Kevin.
All right. I'm not going to make any comment whatsoever about that. We'll just let everybody make their own jokes.
Guys.
What?
I don't even know what you're talking about, bro. Donkey's the category, Mike, and we're playing for some Dutch Bros here. As soon as ours leaves the studio, there we go. All right. Yeah. Pass if you get stuck, Mike.
Oh, here. You're going to love all of these questions.
I'm sure.
Yeah, everybody's going to love them. All right, here we go. A group of donkeys is commonly referred to as like a drove or herd or pace. What do you call a group of sheep?
I heard. I don't know.
Eddie Murphy voiced Donkey in the Shrek movies, the first one, or a lot of them. What famous actress voiced Princess Fiona in the first Shrek movie? Closest to the oldest donkey on record was how old?
42.
What kind of animal is Donkey Kong?
He is a monkey.
When a female horse and a male donkey mate, their offspring is called a mule.
Boy.
Is that true or false?
True.
What's wrong with that? Donkey is a song by country singer Jared Neiman, who is from Kansas. What is the capital of Kansas? I knew you were going to like these questions.
Oh, boy.
Give your best donkey impression or your best donkey noise.
That was good.
Yeah. What did we not get to?
Number two.
In Cameron Diaz.
Oh, nicely, bro. Kevin! Well done.
Right at the buzzer.
Well done.
See, I told you you weren't going to like my questions.
It's fine. It's fine.
Is it fine?
No, it's fine. Just prepare for the wrath. Just say.
So you'll be nice and he'll be the bad cop.
That's
so
usually it. All right, here we go. Kevin, 60 seconds. Same seven questions that Mike just crushed. And speaking of crush, did you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
Okay.
I did. I sat on. I sat wrong. Poked me in the back. I was 60 seconds is just not enough time to channel my inner donkey.
Here we go.
A group of donkeys commonly referred to as a drove, a herd, or a pace. What do you call a group of sheep?
Herd?
Eddie Murphy voiced Donkey in the first Shrek movie. Few of the movies. What famous actress voiced Princess Fiona in the first Shrek movie?
That is Cameron Diaz.
Closest to the oldest donkey on record was how old?
34.
What kind of animal is Donkey Kong?
What kind of animal is Donkey? A gorilla?
When a female horse and a male donkey mate, their offspring is called a mule. Is that true or false?
I'll say true.
Donkey is a song by country singer Jared Neiman, who is from Kansas. What is the capital of Kansas?
Oh, it's about time, Steve.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since you've had a capital question.
That is correct.
Topeka.
Oh. Give your best donkey impression or noise.
Oh, that's good. That was really good. I'm not going to lie.
Top
are you okay?
Out of breath.
Yeah. Well, that hurts. Yeah.
Where are you hurting?
Mainly my throat.
Yeah, and your back. You got poked in the back. Don't forget.
Poked in the back.
Whatever happened there. I don't know. I'm disappointed you missed one of those questions, Kevin.
I did? What do you mean?
Maybe not. Let's find out together. Here we go.
Oh, you mean I got it wrong?
Yeah.
A group of donkeys is commonly referred to as a drove, a herd, a pace. There's some other names, too. What do you call a group of sheep?
Flock.
Yes, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
What happened there?
But it's funny because they're sheep herders.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
And it's a herd as well.
I see.
You could also say herd or a fold.
Oh, okay.
Or, a flock.
Everybody said herd, so one-to-one.
Yeah.
Okay, so a flock and folding herd of sheep.
Yeah. Well, okay. At least that's what the internet
says. Yeah, I heard it the first time.
Eddie Murphy voiced Donkey in the first Shrek movie. What famous actress voiced Princess Fiona in the movie?
A point for everybody. Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Well done.
Closest to the oldest donkey on record was how old?
Kevin said 34 and Mike said 42.
54.
Let's go.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Wow. That's an old donkey.
3-2 plus the bonus point, 4-2.
What kind of animal is Donkey Kong?
Gorilla and monkey. How specific are you going to be, Steve?
I mean, I said gorilla, but, you know, whatever.
5-3.
That sounds fine unless you have one at home. Well, a gorilla and a monkey are the same thing. Are they?
Are they, though? Yeah.
I mean, they're close.
I mean, I'm going to give it to
Mike. Have you seen the pictures of the gorilla couches that are making the rounds?
Yes.
Is that the craziest thing you've ever seen?
It's goofy looking.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, back to you.
But also comfy.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. When a female horse and a male donkey mate, their offspring is called a mule. True or false?
I don't even care. True. Everybody said true.
Yeah, it's all true.
All right. Mike's on a roll. He's got them all.
Donkey is a song by country singer Jared Neiman, who is from Kansas. What is the capital of Kansas?
Quite the trip we took there to the Midwest. Kevin said Topeka, which I believe is correct. Mike passed on that.
Yeah, Topeka. Very nice.
You guys go. It is 6-5.
Give your best donkey impression or noise.
I mean, Kevin's was better, but you said best, so that had to be their best, not the best. So
you get a
correct
point for everybody. That means Mike gets himself $15. The Dutch Bros and Kevin, did your voice recover?
It is better now.
That was pretty good. Can you do it again, just for fun? I did not know you could do that.
Me either.
That almost yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You guys seem very refreshed.
Oh, baby, let's go. Kevin, you refreshed?
Sure.
Kevin James.
I feel like I have a runny left eye, and I don't know why.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, I would like to qualify somebody for that CMA flyaway of the texters.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, do we need to play Guessy Guessy today?
No.
Oh, see, I thought maybe you were going to wanted to play Guessy Guessy with the stat.
Well, I mean.
So that we could give away a qualifier.
Well, I already.
And I was like, oh.
You remember the text thing we did? I just need to pick a winner.
Oh.
So I just need you. Good grief. That was undersold.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I understand.
I just need to scroll and I want you to tell me when to stop so that I will stop on somebody and then we will award them the qualification to the CMA Music Fest, which is a huge concert, flyaway, et cetera, et cetera.
The big trip.
Et cetera.
It is the big one.
Et cetera.
Ooh, et cetera.
Are you scrolling?
I will start, and then, I mean, there's a lot to go through, so you just tell me when to stop. Ready to go. You tell me when to stop. Still scrolling.
Stop.
Shelby.
Shelby?
Shelby.
Is the winner.
She qualifies for the trip to the CMAs. I will text her right now while we do this.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, Shelby. Congratulations. You've qualified for the CMA Music Fest Flyaway. You've got plenty more chances to qualify. Stand by, Shelby, for a text from moi. Over to you, Kevin.
Ooh.
Well, only 12% of people listed this as their favorite type of pie.
12%?
Only 12% listed it as its favorite.
When you say only, it makes me think that it should be higher.
Well, yeah, because the reason I say that is because today is a day that we celebrate it.
Oh.
It has its own national day.
Oh.
But only 12% put it as it's their, you know, as their favorite type of pie.
It can't possibly be apple, can it?
No.
So you're right.
No, not even
congratulations.
Close.
I wanted to say blueberry right off the bat. That was going to be my...
Blueberry.
Because I was like, you know, around here, that's a big deal. People love blueberry, blackberry, you know.
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry, yes, Kevin.
Huckleberry pie, mm-hmm. Boy. No, it is coconut cream.
Oh.
And today is National Coconut Cream Pie Day.
Okay.
It is a pie that I like, no doubt about it. But if you were to ask me my favorite pie, I would never think of it.
See, right? I think that's the problem. You think of all the other ones first.
Right. Like I would go, ooh.
Doesn't apple mean you don't like it.
Or pumpkin or cherry. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, if you have, you know, if we're someplace and they have coconut cream pie sitting there, you better believe I'll try it. I'll have it because I like it.
Right.
But it is one of those that I just, I don't think of. Mm-hmm. But 12% of people actually do think of it. That's impressive.
That's actually pretty high then, if you think of it that way,
Seems outrageously high.
Ooh, outrageously high. Yeah. Look out.
Name your favorite pies, Steve.
Yeah, apple pumpkin.
Apple pumpkin. I've never had that one.
Me either.
Wow, apple pumpkin. That's crazy.
Is that good?
Oh,
must be. It's your favorite.
Yeah.
I see here the favorite pie by region.
Okay.
Let's see. The West... We're considered the Northwest, in case you're curious. Where did the West go? What kind of pie is that? Oh, it's French coconut custard pie. No.
What? That's a favorite?
That's a lie.
No, that doesn't make sense.
It's a lot of California, though. The Northwest is, this is good, apple pie. Makes
that's
sense.
That's right, and it should be.
Midwest, cherry pie.
She's my cherry pie.
The South.
Do you know that song, Steve?
Very good, yeah.
The South is caramel pecan pie. No. Southwest.
What is Southwest?
Taco pie?
I mean, I wouldn't knock it till I tried it, but I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Taco pie. Huh.
As a favorite.
That doesn't make sense.
That's, somebody's lying. Filled with flavored beef, beans, and cheese, this pie is obviously a fusion of Mexican and American flavors.
Hmm. So wait, does a chicken pot pie count?
I mean, it's in the Northeast. That's what they have. Northeast in Alaska, chicken pot pie. That's the one.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's not a.
Dumb's website.
I get it, but I don't get it.
Taco pie. I've never even heard of that.
I haven't either. I would eat a taco pie, but it doesn't, to me, really seem like a pie.
Also, that's your favorite?
No. No one really said that.
No one said that.
No one said
that. They asked you specifically, what is your favorite flavor of pie?
Mm. Taco pie. Familiar with Mississippi mud pie?
No.
That's listed as one of the 10 best pies. I was just looking at the lists trying to find other pies, you know, and this list is pretty standard. Although they say strawberry pie, huh?
Strawberry pie?
Oh, strawberry rhubarb. Okay.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I have had that.
That's for sure.
That I have had.
like,
Mississippi mud pie, indulge in an irresistible treat. With a deliciously rich filling and crunchy crust, this pie won't disappoint. Mm. Whether you're a chocolate lover or simply looking for a decadent dessert, indulge in the rich flavors of this heavenly pie.
If Bruce is listening right now, he's literally driving off the road trying to find the next place to get a pie.
What about a pizza pie?
You're in timeout.